Have you been going all in as a snowmobile or dirt bike content creator, documenting what you love, your rides, your adventures, and your experiences, but you're finding a lack of or a non-existent support from your friends or your family? Have you shared your story online and find support from complete strangers that you've never met before, but never your friends? In today's episode, we're going to talk about why your friend or friends never seem happy for you. Let's go. And hey, hi, and hello, I'm Angelisa, your host for Brat Babes Throttle Talk. And last week, I talked about the lack of snow. And holy moly, we woke up today to an unexpected 2 feet of snow. Wild. The gods and goddesses have been listening, and have they ever delivered? Now, I'm not sure where you are in the world, where you are listening to this podcast. I hope that there is snow for you if you are a sledder, snowmobiler, or snow biker. I have a few days lined up to go sledding myself, which is very exciting. And better yet, I get to ride in my backyard with all of the snow. I get to carve some pow, and I am going to build a jump to get my fill, because if you don't know me, I love doing obstacles and jumps, some airtime, and just being creative on my rides. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend. All right, so let's get into this episode. I had a mastermind with a client yesterday, and she's been on YouTube for over a year now. And we mastermind about once a month, and she felt a little discouraged and bummed out. She mentioned that her close friends that she considers her best buds, her like best riding pals, never comment on her post, her stories, or ask anything about her YouTube or content on Instagram. She also noticed that they watch all of her Instagram stories, but there never has been an interaction. She mentioned that she gets a whole lot of love from strangers on the internet and is extremely grateful for it, but can't help but feel disappointed and sad that her close friends can't ever be happy for her, or at the very least, like a post. So I'm going to ask you this. Do you feel this correct for you? Do you feel that your friends and family never support you in the digital space? I remember seeing a post from Mel Robbins, and if you're unfamiliar with her, she is a motivational speaker that is well known for her TED Talks, her podcasts, and the 5-second rule. Anyways, I won't go into a deep dive about her, but I remember reading a post on Instagram that she shared, and she said, "Instagram is not for your friends and for family." And I remember just being like, oh yeah, you're right. Like, Instagram, social media isn't meant for my friends or my family. Because just like my client, I often wonder why some of my friends don't support me by liking a post or asking about my experience with YouTube and TikTok. I know myself and my client are not the only ones who felt the lack of support from these friends, but I am here to remind myself, remind my client, and to remind you that you're not alone. And social media is not a place to impress our friends and our family. Instead, it's a place to connect with one another, to share stories and express ourselves in a creative and unique way. So I'm going to list 6 reasons why your friend or friends may not be happy or supportive of you, and what you can do to navigate these feelings. So number 1 is they're not happy with their own life. It's hard to be happy for someone when you're not happy with your own life, right? Remember in my episode, it's called Stop Comparing Yourself and Be the Hype Woman That You've Always Wanted to Be. In there, I mentioned about putting yourself into other people's boots. The same goes here. You need to push your ego to the side and go to a deeper level on why you think your friend isn't supportive. more often than not, it's because they're struggling with something that we may know nothing about. So don't take this personal. It has something to do more with them than it does with you. Number two is they may have a hard time expressing themselves, and they may have a hard time expressing their emotions. Sometimes it's hard for us or for people to express emotions. So see if they are showing support in other ways, like giving you a hug when they see you, or it could be handwritten notes or birthday cards, Christmas cards, or any type of cards, or even text messages. They could be showing support in other ways offline that you haven't really noticed. Number three, they're jealous. Now, this is a big one. I've mentioned it before, but a lot of times we feel jealous, okay? It's a very common feeling that and emotion that we feel. And this is where toxic comparisonitis comes to play. If you notice any type of eye roll or any snarky comments from your friends or them just being rude about what you're doing, call them out. Ask them, why are they feeling this way? Remember, a good friend will push those feelings of jealousy to the side and be happy for you. And they can turn that jealousy into inspiration for themselves. Continue paving the way. Number four is they could be going through a really hard time. They might be going through something that is hard and major, and it's hard to be supportive at that time. So give it time, be patient. If this friend was supportive before, give them a break. They will bounce back and start showing the love again. Number five, they don't feel supported. Ask yourself this if you feel a lack of support from your friend. Have you been a supportive friend? Are you liking posts? Are you engaging with stories and engaging with in content that you know they worked really hard at? Maybe they are not feeling the love back. It's so crucial to recognize the hard work that your friends and family are putting in, as well if they are in the same or similar content work as you are. Treat those on how you want to be treated. Put in the effort of supporting your friends. That's by liking their posts, saving their posts, liking and engaging on their stories, or sharing their content. Over time, your friend is going to recognize the effort that you've been putting in and will reciprocate or will reflect that to you in some way back. Number six, they're just not into it. Some people are just simply not into social media and don't understand the value it brings when you do put in the effort in liking, interacting with posts, and sharing content. To them, it's just a platform, and they don't quite grasp what it means to be a content creator. They are just on the platform for pure entertainment and enjoyment. They are the consumer. And the hard truth, not everyone is going to like you. They're not going to like what you do. They're not going to like what you stand for and what you're passionate about. So we just need to accept that and move on and move forward with our content, knowing that we're going to reach our potential clients, our potential audience, our potential niche is what's going to keep us going and moving forward to inspire those that we want to inspire, right? As disappointing it is to have a friend or multiple friends that do not support you, don't look at it as you're doing something wrong. Chances are the content you're putting out doesn't resonate with them. And to be honest, it shouldn't, you know, unless they've gone through something similar to you. Social media is a place where we get to be expressive, and not everyone is going to like that. And that's okay. Learning to be okay with people that are wrong about you, that don't relate to you, that don't understand you. It's okay. They are not who you are making content for. The best practice for self-support is to step outside of yourself and do the best to put yourself in other people's boots to see things from their point of view. When you do this, the easier it will be to navigate disappointment and lack of support from your friends. And if your friend or friends never want to celebrate your successes, which you should be celebrating your successes often, but if you feel that your friend or friends are not happy or do not want to celebrate that success, then it might be a sign that you are outgrowing your friends. Being a passion creator comes with a whole lot of pros, but also a whole lot of cons. And I would say that navigating friends' lack of support is a big con. And I remember dwelling on why some of my friends weren't supportive, why they weren't liking the things that I was doing, why weren't they showing more support and love on the content I was sharing. It wasn't until I pushed my ego to the side and started to look at things in a different perspective that gave me clarity. If it truly bothers you, then open up the conversation with your friend and ask them why and what you can do to be more supportive, or how you can approach things to get their support. Sometimes it's having those conversations that will either open new doors or close old doors. I hope this episode helps you in navigating feelings on the lack of support from friends. I do have a whole episode on how you can stop comparing and be the hype woman that you've dreamed of being, and you can check that out next. I'll post it up here. If not, I'll put that in the show notes below. It is such a great listen and something I am extremely passionate about. It's more about supporting others, being inspired by others, and learning how to collaborate rather than compete. So make sure to listen to that next. Until our next hangout, keep killing it safely, and I will catch you guys next week. Okay,